Thank you.
And we are now live.
Great. Well, hello, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and call this Lane Transit District Board Directors Contract Committee meeting to order. Just as a reminder, thank you for all of us joining this remote format. We're doing this to comply with Governor Kate Brown's Stay Home, Save Lives order. So these remote meetings allow LTD to meet its obligations while keeping all those as safe as possible. And the contract committee is one of those essential committees that needs to meet. So thank you very much, everyone, for making the effort and time to meet in this remote fashion. Let's go ahead and go to roll call. So I saw Emily's name. Emily, are you there?
I'm here.
Thanks, Emily. And Josh, are you here? I didn't see his name. I wasn't sure. Camille, I don't know if you have it on your participants or is he located?
I am not showing him just yet.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you. So it just looks like it's just me and Emily. And Emily let me know earlier that she does not have access to a computer right now. So I may go ahead and since there's only two of us, I may read motion since she doesn't have access to that. Although Camille, you can probably show it on the screen, right? Oh, no,
didn't say anything.
Anyway, I forgot. It doesn't matter. I forgot.
Perfect, that works okay. Too.
No, I'll go ahead and read it from my screen. It's no problem. So I don't have any other comments from myself. So let's go ahead straight to the items of action. Let's go to the approval of minutes. Emily, did you have any changes or would you like to make a motion to approve the minutes?
Nope, I can make a motion to approve the minutes as they read.
Okay, great. I will second that. And so all those in favor, roll call vote. Emily, how do you vote?
Aye.
I vote aye as well. So motion passes and the minutes are approved. Next, we have our first contract to review, which is the, let's see, where was it? Contract number, is it 2020-133 site crafting? Oh yes, thank you. Thank you for putting that up
there.
That's
correct.
Teresa, are you the one making that presentation?
Yes, I am.
Great, go for it, thank you.
Okay, so this contract is proposed to authorize a new sole source contract for site crafting for the purpose of securing website hosting, maintenance, and upgrades as needed for our website. Currently, our website is in this proprietary software platform, which is called Gearbox, and is something that site crafting developed. And so the purpose of this contract is to have us have up to $40,000 over the next 2 years. Probably it's been about between 15 and 18 a year so far. So $20,000 a year, ideally, to do any kind of emergency fixes, hosting, any maintenance, any upgrades to our current website. And we estimate that it will be a value of $40,000. The considerations on this are adopt the sole source request for site crafting for a 2 year period in order so we can have continuity and the use and maintenance of our website. Ideally, we had scheduled to do a new website development in a different platform that was a lot more universal in 2022, but I'm not confident right now that will happen in 2022. It all depends on budget. That's a pretty expensive item, might be around the $200,000 amount. So it's just something to think about. Alternatives for your consideration, if the contract is only approved for a year, that would give us staff time to solicit competitive proposals for a new service provider. But again, we estimate that that'll be about $200,000 to change out the website and design it in something else. Also, you could decline the approval of the contract, but this would result in the staff's inability to update pages, deal with any technological issues, and we have had some quite frequently, make any improvements to the website until it's in a new platform. So those are just things to consider. And so the proposed motion is to review this, to approve this contract, the sole source contract for site crafting, so we can continue to work with them until we change out the website in the long term.
Thank you, Teresa. Emily, do you have any questions?
I don't think so. That was pretty thorough. I feel comfortable that we've got a short-term and a long-term plan here.
I actually have a couple of questions, Teresa. So it sounds like the price went up. You said it was normally 15 to 18,000 per year, and now it's looking like 20.
Well, there's a couple factors here. One of them is that one of the people that we laid off, Scott, he knew quite a bit of things within the back end of the website that the rest of us are not as familiar with. And so that'll cost us a little bit more. And also their prices have gone up a little bit. And also for us, it's hard to determine what's going to happen. We want to do some things moving towards more mobile friendly, and we don't know if that'll create additional costs or problems, but it is something that the customers want, because right now about 60% of the people, 65%, are using their mobile device. So we know we want to head there. We want to make some improvements between now and when we change out the website. So those things are all kind of factored in there.
And thanks for that. And then if we were to not go with this provider, the $200,000 would be necessary, because a new vendor would just revamp the whole page. They wouldn't just try to figure out the current page.
No, it's proprietary software. So they would have to recreate our website in something like WordPress or some other platform that's a little more universal, which would be better in the long term. But any software, content management software, you really have to go through a fair amount of training and upgrades for everybody knows how to do all the upgrades. Okay. So, it's a good band-aid until we can change it out to something like WordPress that's a lot more universal. And then you have more providers that can also bid on it. So a couple different things there.
Yeah, you kind of answered my next question, which was that perhaps when we look for a new one, we should find one that's doesn't lock you into their specific services.
Yeah, definitely.
But I understand where you're coming from. Okay. So it sounds like it's necessary. It sounds like that's the way we should go at this point in time until we get something better or different. Okay. Hey, Emily, any other comments or questions?
Nope, I think we're good.
Okay, great. Well, in that case, I will go ahead and propose the following motion. It is hereby resolved that the LTD Board of Directors, acting as the LTD Contract Review Board, approve contract number 2020. Oh, AJ? Sorry, go ahead. Oh, I thought AJ was waving at me.
Mm-mm.
No, okay, sorry.
Looks like Josh has joined the meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Is Josh online? Looks like Josh has joined the meeting.
Oh, great. Hi, Josh.
I heard all of Teresa's presentation.
Oh, excellent. Thank you for letting us know. Okay, did you have any other comments or concerns before I make this motion?
I'm really excited for the next version of the website at some point in the future. I mean, as a user of this website, including on the mobile platform, I'm looking forward to that. So take your time defining the future. I'm in favor of this. I was going to second your motion, Carl. Did you finish it or?
Not yet. I thought AJ was waving at me, so I made a mistake. Sorry, AJ. So it's hereby resolved that yes.
I apologize. I just saw a typo on the motion. It's actually contract committee, not LTD Board of Directors. Apologies for that.
Thank you for letting me know. Yeah, sometimes I'll just read it thinking that's right. Okay, so it's hereby resolved that the LTD Contract Review Committee approves contract number 2020-133 as presented. Is that right?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Second.
Great. So seconded by Josh, we'll do a roll call vote. All those in favor, Emily, how do you vote?
Aye.
And Josh?
Aye.
And myself, I vote aye, so motion passes. Thanks for that one, Teresa.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And next we have, is Mark presenting the next one? Oh no, I'm sorry, Matt is presenting the next one. Contract number 2020-119, Shetke. Northwest Sales.
Yes, this is Matt, as you said, Carl, and I am presenting before the Contracts Committee, looking for 11 new and replacement medium-sized light-duty cutaway vehicles. If you're familiar with our right source vehicles, those are the ones that are relatively large, but not as large as a fixed route. We went out and are utilizing the state of Washington's contract, which they have with Shetke, and we're wanting to present this before the team for 11 vehicles, as I said. 10 of those would be for the right source vehicles, and then one of them will be for a partner, for the Roadie Express there in Florence that does that. All of these vehicles that we're looking for, we're replacing older vehicles well beyond their useful life. As noted in the AIS, you see that a typical vehicle life is about 7 years, and we're inching up to about 15 years on some of them. About 66% of our fleet or active fleet for those cutaway vehicles are beyond their useful life, as noted by ODOT and as well as FTA. So the funding that we have identified for this, utilizing the federal 5310 dollars, the federal 5310 is really for the seniors and individuals with disabilities, that grant funding, as well as two STIF projects. One is for what's named STIF Project C Task 5, which is rolling stock for cutaways, as well as a STIF Project G Task 1 for Roadie Express. The contract amount is not to exceed the $1.2 million for these 11 vehicles. For some alternatives, as we're looking at this, we could postpone the purchase of these vehicles, which we would have to go and update the federal, state, and local partners. We've identified these projects previously, or we could reduce the overall quantity of these vehicles. As well, we'd have to update our federal, state, and local partners of the reduction. All of these, as I said, are funded. We've identified the fundings previously utilizing those three. So no funding has been identified from our general fund. All of these, the local match, are coming from the STIF projects. And that's all. I'd love to hear questions if anybody has any questions for me.
Yes, thank you very much, Matt. So any questions from Josh or Emily? I see Josh. Josh, go ahead.
Thanks. Matt, thank you for this. I'm guessing that you can guess what I'm going to ask about. I certainly understand that, you know, if we have vehicles that are near or past end of life, we have to be looking into replacing them. But I am struck by the wide range of electric vehicles that are coming online in practically every vehicle class, from subcompacts up to freight. And I don't want us to, you know, experience a lot of extra cost and inconvenience by waiting too long. But I do need to press on that area, because I would hate for us to buy a bunch of combustion engine vehicles and then have things sort of, you know, other options show up on short order. Any thoughts about that?
Definitely thoughts. I know we, as one of the projects that we're currently working on, is looking specifically at our right source fleet as far as electrification as well as other alternatives, to kind of see what makes sense, not only for our fixed route, but also for paratransit, specifically our relationship with a right source and what that could look like. As I look, and I didn't identify all those numbers, some of these, like I said, about 60 some odd percent, 66% specifically, are beyond that useful life. And we're just not looking at 1 year. It's upwards of 8 years in some. So these vehicles, if we do continue to wait for that project to be done, we would, I think, be hurting ourselves for these first 11. But I think it is definitely of importance to really figure out what does this look like, to maybe get away from the fossil fuels, as you alluded to, Josh. But I think given where we're at, I see a benefit with going with this purchase. That's why you presented it. But do understand where you're coming from as far as what does our fleet look like in the future. And I think the fleet replacement plan that Kelly Hale is the project manager on will help inform that decision, but that won't really be at a place for another probably years, my guess, to really help add information to that.
Just a quick follow-on, is there a smaller version of this? I mean, I see the alternatives of postpone and reduce total quantity, but do you have a specific reduced total quantity version in mind?
That's not off the top of my head. If I'm looking at what I'm seeing, I'm showing 15 of our buses at 11 years or more. 10.83 is five of those vehicles, but they're pretty far along and aged. So again, 15 of our current fleet that we have with Wrightsource are about 11 years or more. So if we were to reduce a quantity, I'd have to go back and really look more to talk with our partners to see which one are causing some issues to give a better example or to give a better answer to you, Josh. But again, 15 of those are getting really old in regards to the on their useful life.
Yeah. Well, and I'll just say for clarity's sake here, I'm not just trying to push for the sake of pushing. We had a number of conversations at the sustainability committee and moved quite a ways toward some sort of framework for goal setting. And we haven't quite had the chance to bring the beginnings of that back to the board. And now we're doing another vehicle purchase. And the last vehicle purchase we did was for all electric buses. So we knew that it was going to fit into any sort of goal setting framework that we were developing. What is trickier here is we're sort of, you know, making here, we're sort of pondering a decision that might be at odds with goal setting that we're doing at the same time. So that's the...
I can jump in on that a little bit. And you'll be discussing the sustainability goals next week at the board meeting. And so that's good. But, you know, I think the key thing you said is there will be these vehicles coming. You know, right now there's no replacement vehicle, all electric replacement vehicle on the market that will replace these vehicles. And so, you know, do we wait 1 year, 2 years, 3 years until there's viable options in the electric market where we can, you know, replace these vehicles? So we're kind of at a spot where, look, these vehicles have to be replaced just because they're going to break down in service and not be usable. So, you know, it's kind of a tough decision time right now. But as Matt said, Kelly's fleet analysis for fleet replacement will help inform our decision going forward. So,
thanks for that, Mark and Matt. Emily, Josh, do you have any other follow-up questions before I move on to Emily? Great. Emily, do you have any questions or comments?
Yep, I was just going to say my questions are all around the budget and just trying to make sure that we're being smart, both short and long term. So my concern is just, is there any way that we can do this cheaper or different or better? So just to make sure that we're asking those kinds of questions.
I can take an answer, and we are actually utilizing and piggybacking or utilizing a contract that actually is at the tail end of the contract, which means we're actually getting better pricing. So if we wait longer, we'll see those costs increase from the manufacturer. So I think we're actually getting a good price if we utilize a current contract that we're using with the state of Washington. So I'm feeling comfortable from a stewardship standpoint of presenting this going forward. And as far as budget, like I said, this has been identified. We have it secured utilizing those three funding sources. And from a general fund perspective, $0 are identified from the general fund for this purchase.
Great. I just have a quick comment, Matt, which is that I'd be in favor of this just because it looks like the need is necessary and we have the funding. And as I'm definitely for electrification, I think we should definitely keep that in mind for the future. I also know that electrification does take a little bit of planning, and to try to change to something like that would be really difficult on the fly, but certainly something I'm sure things will have even more options available when we're ready to purchase more of these types of vehicles. So with that, I will entertain a motion, or I can go ahead and make it because I know how to phrase it. Oh, go ahead, Josh.
I have it in front of me, but I was going to say one last thing. I just want to clarify what Mark said. Mark, are you saying in these vehicle classes there are no electric options?
Not that I'm aware of. And there may be, but I haven't seen any. And So and the price is still high on anything that I've seen. So
okay, just wanted to clarify. I mean, I should say, I hope we don't make, and I certainly will agitate for us not to make any further vehicle purchases outside of the goal setting framework that we've talked about, but we will talk about that more next week. Carl, may I make this motion now, or do you have other comments?
Oh, I was going to make just because it's not written correctly on the page, and I remember now how to make these kinds of motions. I would say I moved that the LTD Contract Review Committee forward this to the LTD Board of Directors with the recommendation for approval. This is regarding contract number 2020-119 as presented. So is there a second?
I'll second again.
Seconded by Josh. So moved by me. All those in favor, we'll start with Emily.
Aye.
Aye. And Josh?
Aye.
And myself, aye. And so motion passes. Great. Well, thank you very much, everybody. I think, is there any other business that we need to cover? Because I don't have anything else on the agenda. Great. So thank you very much, everyone, for... Oh, go ahead, Mark. Oh, you said you're good?
I think that's it.
good. Well, I think, thank you, everyone. Hopefully everyone is staying safe and healthy, and I look forward to seeing you again at the Wednesday special meeting coming up. So thank you very much, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.